Sitting down with us right now here in the big arena in Philadelphia is U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, Democrat from Michigan. Hey, Senator Stabenow, thank you very much for joining us.
Absolutely. It's exciting to be here.
So do you have a disunity unfolding here against all expectations right at the start of the convention that is equivalent to what we saw at the Republicans last week? We've got these WikiLeaks emails out there. They show enough favoritism for Hillary Clinton that Debbie Wasserman Schultz is now out or headed out as head of the DNC. Has a disunity chasm over. Opened up here as you start that's equivalent to what we saw in Cleveland.
No way. Not a chance. This is a blip. You know, what you have are emails that were exposed that were wrong, and the chair of the DNC is stepping down. End of story. And so from my perspective, what we're going to see tonight is Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and our First Lady Michelle Obama and Cory Booker kicking off an incredible convention. And then we're going to move on up to the highlight, which is formal nomination of Hillary Clinton to be our next president.
I know you've got a big lineup this week, and it does stand in stark contrast to last week where
people
so many Republican heavy hitters did not come. Donald Trump leaned very hard on his immediate family and his children, though we'll see some of that.
He was like looking for people like the custodian outside or the, you know, waitress. Please, can you come and speak at the convention?
Yeah, and still, Senator, you've got a lot of Bernie Sanders people out there, supporters, who he's been saying, come on now, it's time. But you know there's resistance to that in the Sanders movement. And the WikiLeaks over this weekend is not exactly a warm invitation to them to forget and forgive and come on in the Clinton tent.
Well, there's no question that, as I said, that was wrong what was done. But the response is what people should be paying attention to. Most progressive platform ever, major pieces of this that relate to Bernie Sanders and his supporters and, frankly, things that I support strongly. And the fact is that the right thing was done in terms of responding. And so I understand that frustration. I also know that on our side, we're debating the best way to get to where we all want to go. We all want to make sure everybody is covered with health care. So we are debating the best way to get there. We all know college costs need to go down. And so we're debating the best way to get there. On the other side, they want to repeal health care, privatize Medicare, you know, let the banks handle student loans and doesn't matter what they charge. I mean, you go on and on and on. So what we're talking about is the best way to get to where we all want to go. And that's what this convention is going to be about.
What about this situation where Trump puts himself out there as an agent of change? Enormous change, huge change. And so does Bernie Sanders. So has Bernie Sanders. And now you've got Hillary Clinton positioned between those two. Does she come off inevitably looking like a status quo candidate?
No, I think, you know what I find so interesting is the idea that after almost 100 years of women getting the right to vote, that the first woman being nominated by a major party would
that.
Be
it's
viewed
a big
as
deal.
Status,
it's a,
well, no, but as status quo. It's like, hello, change. This is change. And here's the other thing that I would say, because I work with Bernie and worked with Hillary both in the Senate and probably, you know, 95% or more of the time we were all voting the same way. Donald Trump is a bully and, in my judgment, a fraud when it comes to talking about things like fair trade, which I care deeply about as somebody opposed to TPP. This is a guy who has 11 more than workers in more than 11 different countries making his products that he ships in, and they all make less than American workers. And he says, well, then you should make less so I can do something here. That is not what people in Michigan want to see happening. I can tell you that.
Let me test one piece of this. We've got Amy Walter sitting right here from the Cook Political Report. Amy, is having a woman in the White House the change that you hear voters clamoring for? It is history. It would be history. Already history-making this week.
No doubt.
But is it the change people are clamoring for?
I think it will be interesting to see. Here you have the first woman nominated for president. Philadelphia, right? We think of it the cradle
liberty,
of our
cradle
Constitution,
of liberty,
right?
Constitution,
all of that. Yep. It's going to be a powerful message. At the same time, I think the challenge for Hillary Clinton is the fact that she is so well-known. She is known as Hillary Clinton first, a woman second. If this were a female that we didn't know very well, somebody like when Barack Obama came up in 2008, he wasn't particularly well known. He was anything you wanted him to be. You could put all your hopes and dreams and expectations on him.
And he asked for that, and he got
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
But you know what? Can I jump in?
Yes, Senator.
A woman would never be able to do that. Because
You can't just appear out of nowhere and become the...
No, because you have to be overqualified. I mean, my judgment, I have been involved from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, helping to open doors for myself and other women. And in every case, every woman I know has had to be overqualified to be able to get seen as serious. So the good news is we finally have somebody who's overqualified. And so, but the truth of the matter is, there's no way she would have the same capacity to come to the presidency of the United States.
Could just fly
the way
in like Donald
demanded.
Trump on his billionaire airplane to be taken seriously.
There's no way. There's no way. So, of course, and she's had years of them attacking her and saying things, and every single time they're proved wrong, every single time they go, oops, okay, I guess that wasn't true, and then they go on and make up something else. But let me go back just one more thing,
okay.
And that is I don't underestimate the people's feeling about change, because in Michigan, that is a for real thing.
Okay.
We saw Wall Street bailed out. The good news for us is that the automobile industry was rescued and we're doing manufacturing jobs, but the rest of it was not done. I mean, Mitch McConnell made the decision that Barack Obama ran on hope and change, and if nothing changed for average people, they'd lose hope. And that we'd be where we are.
So if it's President Clinton, what's the change she
would bring?
We're
going to take the rest of it.
How?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, we're going to take back the U.S. Senate as a part of this.
Okay.
And we're going to be doubling down on good-paying infrastructure jobs and raising the minimum wage and equal pay and lowering the cost of college and doing and protecting people's pensions and doing all those things that make a difference for everybody to feel the recovery.
So that's the magic formulation. I can bring you what Barack Obama could not get through.
It's the rest of the story. We'll come back with a Democratic
Senate. Can't you really? Why wouldn't Mitch McConnell and the rest just do the same thing with President Clinton they did with President Obama?
Because, first of all, I think that she brings a different set of relationships, and I've watched her in the Senate work across the aisle and, frankly, run circles around these guys.
Yeah.
And when she's not running, they like her. And so they're going to have a very interesting situation.
They're going to like her in the White House? They're going to like Hillary Clinton in the White House?
You know,
it didn't sound that way in Cleveland last week.
No, it certainly didn't. It never sounds like that when she's running, and then they all want to work with her and she gets elected. That's what I saw in the
Senate. Howard, are you buying that? The senator lays out her case here. What do you say?
Well, the difficulty of it is that Hillary Clinton's suggestion that because she understands the inside game, she can get things done and, as the senator says, finish the rest of the story of the agenda on behalf of working people.
Yeah.
That's a great sounding message, except for the fact that people's distrust of government in Washington is so corrosive at this moment that arguing your expertise about the inside game, I'm not sure resonates with those voters and the blue-collar voters that they also need to win states like Ohio and Pennsylvania. I've been doing reporting in both of those states. I happen to be from Pittsburgh. I know the background. Those people are so distrustful of government right now, even though they get a lot of benefits from government, that people who talk about using the levers of power in Washington, paradoxically, I mean, it's clear that's what...
Howard, hold the thought. I get the senator for 30 more seconds here. Make your last case, Senator.
Well,
how's she
going to
get it done?
You know, I agree with Howard that there's incredible distrust of government. And, in fact, the Republicans have created that and wanted that, and really everything they've done has created the platform for Donald Trump here. But I would also say she is not arguing inside game. This is somebody who's been an outsider, been an insider, has experience on all sides. She can actually get things done for people, and I know in Michigan she can really make people's lives better.
Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, thanks so much for sitting down with
My
us
pleasure.
Here in the arena in Philadelphia. Thanks
My
a lot for
pleasure.
Coming by.